this is going to be a real scramble, and it's Hudson-Smith taking control, and the home crowd are going to get behind him. He's 3 metres clear. Houston is chasing him down. Rooney is beaten back in third place, and Hudson-Smith takes it in a terrific time, 44.88. Oh, that was wonderful from Matthew Hudson-Smith. He had such a good year as a teenager 2 years ago. Last year, pegged back by injuries, but he is back in a big way. He looked in great form at the Diamond League meeting, and he has taken charge of a top-quality 400 metres, and he is for sure going to Rio. What a great run.
Matt Hudson-Smith, you're going to Rio. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Amazing. Oh, I actually feel so good. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling to go over. I've been waiting for this moment for 8 years, and now that I'm finally going to Rio, I can't believe that I'm going.
I don't think it's sunk in yet, has it?
No, is that? Oh, probably when I wake up tomorrow, it'll start kicking in. And yes, oh my God, I'm going to Rio.
Let's talk through the race though, if we can. You had Martin Rooney outside you in lane eight. Just how difficult was that?
I knew everyone was going to attack. And the conditions were amazing, so I was just like, I feel in good shape, and I know that if I attack, I can finish off no matter what speed I go through. So I just wanted to attack. The conditions were amazing. I wasn't really looking for a time, but I felt good, and when I got to the home straight, I just kicked and went from there.
You weren't really looking for a time, but that was the season's best, wasn't it? 44.88. Tell me about the time in terms of what you were expecting.
I'll be really honest with you. I didn't expect 44.88. And I started to slow down because I knew that I had it, so I was just like, I'm going to Rio, just keep go.
And you saw your mum in the main stand. How was she?
She's in bits. She's actually in bits. So
you made a few sacrifices though, have you, as a family?
Yeah, we've made loads of sacrifices. My mum, my dad, my brother, everyone in my family. My words can't describe how grateful I'm so excited still, but I can't describe how grateful I am for my family.
Let's talk about last year. It was almost sort of the lowest of the low, wasn't it? With the three stress fractures in your back. Were Rio aspirations just a pipe dream? Do you really think you'd be here, standing here as national champion and going to the Olympic Games?
They said I would be back in February, but I was just like, I'm younger, see, I know I can recover. I started running in around October, and Rio was always in the back of our minds, and we just went from there, really.
And now you're going. Can you look ahead? What can you achieve, Matt?
The sky's the limit. Let's go from there, really.